So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Machar L'Rishon B'mano, Machar Rishon L'Sheni B'Mesayim, Eina Mechashav Elam HaRishon. The owner B'Steach Chuzah sold his field to one buyer for one mana, who then resold the field to a second buyer for two mana. The owner reckons with the second buyer as per the original low price paid by the first buyer. Because the Pasuk states, Le'ish Asher Machar Lai. The owner redeems it as per the original buyer of the field. Machar L'Rishon B'Mesayim, Machar Rishon L'Sheni B'mano, Eina Mechashav Elam HaRishon. If the owner sold the field to the first buyer for two mana, who then resold the field to a second buyer for one mana, the owner reckons with the second buyer as per the current low price, because the pasuk states, Le'isha Shabbateicha. The owner redeems it as per the current occupant of the field. The Gemara cites a brayis in which the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe. While Rebbe Distoy ben Yehuda teaches this concept in a slightly different scenario. Machule b'mana b'ishbicha v'amda al-masayim. If the field was sold for a mana, and the value then increased to two mana, he reckons according to the original low value because the pasuk states, after subtracting for the time that the buyer had the field, the seller returns the money that remains from the original sale price. If the field was sold for two mana, and the value then decreased to one mana, he reckons according to the current lower value because the pasuk states, Veheshev esha oidif, oidif shebekarka. The seller returns the money that remains from the field's current value. The Gemara explains that the distinction lies in the case of the ayakar v'zal v'ayakar. The field was originally sold for two mana, but in the interim the field's value decreased and was resold for one mana. But now the field's value increased to two mana. According to Rebbe, lo yov el mana. The owner redeems the field for one mana because le'isha shebeteicha. This amount was paid by the second buyer, the current occupant of the field. While according to Rebbe Distoy ben Yehuda, yov masayim, the owner redeems the field for two mana because oidiv shebeyadiv oidiv shebekarka. This amount was both the original sale price and the current value of the field. The Gemara points out, according to both opinions, darshinu l'kulo. We assume an approach that is lenient to the seller and ascribe the pasuk that reckons with the field's original value to where the value increased, and the pasuk that reckons with the field's current value to where the value decreased. And we go l'kula because there's a gzeirah shavim eved ivri through the word ge'ula. The pasuk of Steach Chuzah states, matzik de gulasa. And the pasuk of eved ivri states, ge'ula ti'alai. And regarding eved ivri, we always go l'kula regarding his pidyon based on psukim. As the Brisa says, nimka b'mana b'shbiach v'amar al-masayim e'machash v'nel b'mana. If his value increased, he reckons according to the original lower value. As the pasuk says, mikesa miknasi. He pays back part of the purchase price. Nimka b'masayim behichse v'amar al-mana e'machash v'nel b'mana. If his value decreased, he reckons according to his current lower value, as the pasuk says, kifi shanaf, he pays back according to the remaining years. At first, the Gemara explains the rationale for that in Eved Ivri, we always go l'kula, is because the akl rachman l'gabe. We find that the Torah treated a Jewish slave leniently, as the pasuk says, ki toiv le'imach, he should be treated well. And the Brisa explains, imach b'maychel, imcha b'mishta, he should be supplied with food and drink equal to yours. Namely, shloi tehei oichel pas nekia, vo oichel pas kiver. Ata shoyse yayin yashin, vo shoyse yayin chadish. Ata yashin agabi muchin, vo yashin agabi karka. The master may not eat white bread, drink fine wine, and sleep on cushions, while the slave eats dark bread, drinks inferior wine, and sleeps on straw on the ground. The Brisa adds, mekan amra, koine evit ivri, kukoine odin la'atzmai. One who purchases a Jewish slave is essentially acquiring a master for himself. However, the Gemara objects. Perhaps regarding Eved Ivri, we should go l'chumra and be stringent in the amount of his pidyon, because his need to sell himself into slavery resulted from his sins. As Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says, Mayre Eikam Akosha Avkashal Shvias. Adam Naisiv and Naisin Beper Shvias, Lasayif Mechres Metaltlov. My boss Liade, Lasayif Shemechres Hatzmai. One who deals in Shemitah produce will eventually need to sell off his belongings, and his continued poverty will eventually lead to selling himself as a slave. If the Gemara gives an alternate explanation. The pasuk says, "Imoid rabis bashanim, lefihen yashiv gulasay mikesav miknasay." The superfluous bays in the word bashanim teaches that where his value increased, we reckon according to kesav miknasay, his original purchase price, which is lower. And v'im maat nishav bashanim machnasay yevol, v'chishav loy kifishanav yashiv is gulasay. Where his value decreased, we reckon kifishanav according to his current value, which is lower. Mishnah continues, Le'imka b'rachay v'yigal b'kar b'ra v'yigal b'yafav v'lo yilva v'yigal v'lo yigal l'chatzayim. The seller cannot sell another field that is more distant or inferior to redeem the Steach Chuzah which was closer and more superior, and he cannot borrow money to redeem the Steach Chuzah, nor can he redeem it partially, because the pasuk says, V'hisigi yodei u'matza k'dei gulase. The words v'hisigi yodei teach, yad atzmai, the owner must have acquired the pidyon money on his own, and this excludes, shlo yilva v'yigal. The word u'matza teaches, prat l'matzui. The pinyon money was not available until now, and this excludes shalim kabarachik v'yigal b'karv, b'rob v'yigal b'yafa. The words k'dei gu'ula say teach, k'dei gu'ula hu goyal. The field can only be redeemed if he has enough funds for the entire field, and this excludes v'ein agar l'chatzayin. While u'behekdash mutu b'kulam, one who consecrated his te'achuzi can redeem it from hekdash in any which way, and mutu limker soda acheres, a'ilul v'iz k'dei l'gala v'goyal l'chatzayin. He may sell another field or borrow money to redeem this field. He may redeem the field partially. And this halacha, a common person is more stringent than hekdesh. And the source for hekdesh is in the pasuk that states, "Vim gol yigol es asader." He may redeem it by any possible means. And Rav Shimon explains that the rationale of this halacha. As Rashi in Masechtas Kedushin explains, "Hikpida hatayra lagzer shleitivka achuzim yershim." The Torah wanted people to retain their inherited property. Therefore, a salt field that has the advantage that it returns to its owner at Yevil, we can afford to be stringent and have limitations in its redemption. However, a consecrated field that has the disadvantage that it does not return to its owner at Yevil, we need to be lenient and not have these limitations in its redemption.